From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting in U.S. politics, dismissing his rivals as Lying Ted and Little Marco. Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump fended off intense attacks from his fellow presidential hopefuls at a debate on Thursday. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich took turns taking swipes at Trump, a New York businessman who appears to be moving toward the party's nomination. The debate within the first 5 minutes was filled with the same yelling, personal insults, and off-color remarks that have featured prominently in the 2016 Republican race for president so far. North Korea's actions are drawing reaction from South Korea. President Park Geun-hye says South Korea must make it clear the North Korean regime will not survive if it does not give up its nuclear program. Meantime, in the wake of the expanded U.N. sanctions on Pyongyang, the Philippines is holding a North Korean ship. VOA's Brian Padden in Seoul.
Philippine officials say that it's being held because of safety issues that have to be dealt with. But my reading of it is that it was stopped for these mandatory inspections, and during these mandatory inspections, they found these safety issues. This kind of stopping cargo, possibly seizing cargo, this could be something different, and this could trigger some sort of response from North Korea.
Brian Padden reporting from Seoul. On Thursday, North Korea fired 6 short-range missiles off its eastern coast. The United Nations now says at least 25 people were killed and some 120 wounded in last month's attack on a U.N. civilian shelter in Malakal, South Sudan. The U.N. Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says it's responding. This is VOA News.